Back in January of this year, we first reported about the worrisome oil and gas waste site that used above-ground pits to first remove sediments before injecting the waste into an underground injection well in Fayette County. While the state's Department of Environmental Protection found no evidence that an above-ground waste pit had been leaking, the regulatory agency said the pit was at risk and asked the site owner, Danny Webb Construction, to bring it up to standard. DEP says the company began to close those pits in May. So what was in the pits? For that answer, let's get some help from the experts. Mark Glass with Downstream Strategies is familiar with the site and was even hired to collect samples and analyze data a little over a year ago. The company's permit to collect oil and gas waste requires a certain amount of self-testing to verify that the substances collected were indeed the type of waste permitted for disposal. Glass shared data collected for the DEP, but it's not clear if the company or the agency collected the samples. Glass says two things are certain. One, the samples were taken from the waste pits twice in 2009 and once in 2013. And two, the DEP had access to the results.
And you find them, as would be very typical with oil and gas waste, to be elevated in barium, iron, manganese, and have very low pHs. And also some benzene, benzene, ethylbenzene, xylenes.
Glass explains that the pit contained BTEX compounds. It's an acronym used to identify benzene, toluene, ethylbenzene, and xylene, or volatile organic compounds, typically found in petroleum products such as gasoline and diesel fuel. Now, BTEX, Glass explains, are all chemicals that can occur naturally.
Think about the sources, like oil and gas waste are just concentrations of things in the environment that we're drilling for, like petroleum itself, why we consider it an environmental contaminant. I mean, we have to mine the earth to get it. So same thing with a lot of these metals, the source of barium and arsenic and iron and aluminum, those are from the geology. You know, it's really when we concentrate these things to get at real high levels or a fast rate of exposure that we have like toxicological effects and we worry about it. So oil and gas wastes tend to concentrate these naturally occurring compounds in their waste stream.
Glass explains that the DEP's data indicates that these chemicals were present in the waste pit or impoundments. He also points out that this area of Loch Gelly is known to have environmental damage from other industrial activities.
There was this constant, you know, acid mine drainage looking flow coming right out at the base of that. And, you know, sometimes it was real dark and black and sometimes it was orange and it was these different colors. And sometimes it was associated with odors. They don't know that that's what smelled, but odors would be in the valley there and people would look at that and put the two together. So that drove some sampling.
Identifying some of the chemicals contained in the pit will help regulators and scientists know what to look for in the environment to determine any possible contamination. So samples were taken from water sources in areas around the pit in those same years.
Basically, what our data found is that some of the things that are also contained in the pit have also been found outside of the pit, and they appear to increase, for certain parameters, they appear to increase as you move down gradient from the pit.
Glass says the same contents that were found in the pit were also found in the stream samples taken next to the pit, although at lower concentration levels and below the standard set by the Safe Drinking Water Act.
It looks generally like some of the key indicators that would be specific to oil and gas tend to increase as you move down gradient from the pit on Danny Webb's site.
The data suggests that the pit could have been leaking, but it's not conclusive. Remember, some of the findings are naturally occurring. Still, one compound that is not naturally occurring and commonly found in oil and gas waste is glycol.
Glycols, the one time we looked for them, we found them. Just to be fair, at the same time, you know, this is kind of like a runover area. There's a lot of things. I mean, for all I know, there's some old piece of mining equipment sitting up on the stream that has a radiator full of antifreeze, glycols, and it's leaking out. And I just that's what I'm seeing in my results. So you really got to put them in perspective, you know. But what it says is, okay, let's start sampling for glycols.
Glycols aren't found in acid mine drainage either. These tests were done in April 2013. But Glass says it's still not conclusive.
And again, these sample locations are just, they're not necessarily GPS locations, and they're not related to like some significant feature that you can tell about. They're just like anecdotal, like next to pit, by pit, near pit, upstream from pit, downstream from pit.
Still, Glass says these tests were enough to raise concern and request more testing from the DEP. Within the past year, the regulatory agency ordered the pit closed and revoked the permit, citing significant public interest and procedural issues. On Thursday, the DEP Quality Control Board will hear arguments from Tom Rist, an attorney representing the Natural Resource Defense Council, Plateau Action Network, and citizen Brad Keenan. DEP inspectors say that Danny Webb was allowed to accept waste while the permit was in the renewal process. Tom Rist and his clients disagree and say that's against the law. Glass says the process seems to be a loophole that disregards public health.
Yeah, I think you should close that loop. You know, you should prepare your application prior to your old one expiring. I don't really see a reason for a gap between the two. So no, I don't think they should be accepting waste if they're not permitted, unless it's maintained under some sort of formal extension that enforces all the permit requirements that were in place with the prior permit.
The Natural Resource Defense Council says federal law that governs hazardous waste has a loophole for oil and gas waste that was created in the 1980s through an amendment to the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act. The Cleaner Act, however, or the Closing Loopholes and Ending Arbitrary and Needless Evasion of the Regulatory Act of 2013, is meant to close that loophole. DEP reports that solid waste from the pits was taken to the Raleigh County landfill. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly.